Hello and welcome to Chuck Chat Freestyle for the dog days of podcasting. I'm at an airport, if you can't tell. I forgot to give the title of the show before I started the music. I'm in San Diego, as I mentioned yesterday. If you listened to episode one, this is episode two of the dog days of podcasting. And I'm walking between Terminal 2 and Terminal 1. The Uber driver intentionally... Little boy almost ran into me. She intentionally dropped me off at Terminal 2 because Terminal 2 is a lot nicer. It's got some shops and restaurants, but you know what? I'm not hungry, and I don't need to buy anything. But it was nice to look around. Haven't been in this terminal for 3 years, 4 years, since I used to fly Delta out here. And before that, it was United. And now I do Southwest. And there's nobody here. I forgot to mention on yesterday's show that I am planning to do a theme this month. I had two ideas, but I can't remember the second one. But I do remember the first, because 2017 is the 30th anniversary of Donna and I dating. We started dating in April of 87. And this fall will be our 29th wedding anniversary, and next year will be our 30th wedding anniversary. Don't think we're going to be planning anything special for that. But what I do plan the special for is to... I'm going to try this. I don't know how it's going to work. I have printouts of some of the postings I made on the local bulletin board that we used to run when we were dating. So it's going to be kind of a slice of life from 30 years ago. I read a few of them, and I don't know, I must have been reading some pretty boring stuff. I may have to do some filtering. I don't know if there's a month's worth of content. I don't know if it's interesting. I may read one and go, that was a complete train wreck, and give it up. But we'll see. We'll see. When I get home, I know exactly where they are. And I will pull one out and read one for you tomorrow. I don't even know if I'll do them in chronological order. They will not be from this exact day in history 30 years ago. So, bear with me. It'll be an adventure. We'll see how it goes. If not, I'll come up with another theme. See if I can recall what my other theme was. I'm sure I have it written down in Evernote somewhere. Since we are still in the early days of the dog days of podcasting, we'll keep this very meta and say that it's good to hear everybody's voices again. Michael Butler and Melissa Bartell and T. Morris is joining the crowd. And I should really post back in the Facebook group these back comments or callbacks or whatever we're going to call them. But just wanted to let everybody know it's fun to be here. It's kind of like a class reunion every year where we get together. There's those people I only see from work once a year when we have our work conference. There's the people I only see once a year when we go to Dragon Con. And there's the people I, sorry to say this, I only hear when it's dog days of podcasting time. I got an email last night from Packet Publishing, P-A-C-K-T. And they had reached out to me, what was it, last fall? I think it was last fall, almost a year ago, about publishing a ServiceNow book. For those of you who don't know, I work for a software company called ServiceNow. I know Craig knows this because I helped bring him on board. I know Dave knows this, Dave Slusher, because he'll bring him on board. He interviewed him. We worked together on the same team for a few months. But ServiceNow is a cloud-based software company that does workflow automation. We make companies more efficient at automating their processes and workflow routing, workflow just making life better. And it's very quick, easy to use software in the cloud, saves companies all kinds of times and money, and that's about as much advertising I'm going to do for that. But anyway, they wanted me to write a book, and I thought long and hard about this. Hey, look, I'm at Terminal 1 already. It was an easy walk, shorter than I thought. That's the way freestyle kind of goes. I just get this squirrel comment, and then I gotta remember what I was talking about. But they wanted me to write a book, and I thought about it, and I had a strategy of doing multiple books, and then realized, no, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. I've already established my name in the ServiceNow ecosystem. I've got a brand. I've got recognition. I've got seniority, tenure, whatever you want to call it. And I don't need a book added to that. Plus, after talking to my agent, because remember, I do have an agent from doing Podcasting for Dummies and Teach Yourself WordPress in 10 minutes, that really, this company wasn't the best one to deal with. I even had a coworker who published for them. And he said, no, I wouldn't do it. So oddly enough, I saw that coworker while I was here in San Diego. But I'm not going to do a book, but I got an email last night. They asked me if I wanted to do videos. And I thought, I'm already doing videos. But would it be, I'm gonna go inside. Buses and whatnot are too loud. Would it be a conflict of interest? Would it be too, time consuming? Would it just be a big old cluster? So I'm going to reach out to this gentleman tomorrow and ask, get straight to the point and say, what do you want? And how much are you willing to pay for it? And see what they say. If they're only talking like $100 for an hour-long video, forget it. It's not worth it. Because to do an hour-long video, depending on how produced it is, could take several hours to write and organize. And, you know, my time is worth more than that. So we'll see what they want. If they just want small snippets, if it fits in with what I'm already doing, if I deem it as it's not a conflict of interest, then I'll go through with it. And we'll see what happens. So that's in the pipeline, like I need another project, like I need another hole in the head. Well, we'll see what happens. So I wanted to get this out and get this posted to you before I left San Diego. I did find out some interesting things about my mobile podcasting process that Boss Jock works really well for recording and uploading. But the WordPress mobile app is okay for posting, but it doesn't have any podcast support. So I am using the my own WordPress website through the mobile browser. The native mobile app is kind of useless. It doesn't have any place to put in your file, doesn't have all my categories. Now the mobile browser interface, albeit it's responsive and scales down to mobile nicely, it doesn't exactly have the world's greatest UI when you squish it down to phone size. So, but it's better than nothing. I can at least check the right boxes and get the file to you. So that's a little podcast news for you. Oh my gosh, there's a kiosk booth in the airport that's running Windows XP. Of course, that doesn't surprise a lot of people. There's a lot of Windows XP still out there. Hey folks, Windows XP is coming up on 15 years old? Maybe more? I know Windows 2000 came out around 2000, and XP was shortly behind that by a year or two. So, sheesh, it's not supported. I wonder if they get their patches. There are no patches. It's probably a very hackable cash register right there. I didn't say that. I'm going to sign off. Thank you very much. I will go and listen to the rest of the Dog Days podcast. I'm still in day one catching up. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.